From wellness to finances, from personal growth to home and leisure, this week's Spring Veterans Empowerment Fair features resources to help those who have served live their best lives. And Hancock County Veterans Services Officer Nicole Coleman is with us in the studio this morning with all of the details. Nicole, thanks for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
You do this, a couple of times a year?
Four times a year.
So it's one for every season.
Yep.
So some folks may be familiar, but for those who aren't, kind of give us an idea of what's going on here. And this is Saturday, right?
Yes. So this Saturday from 10 to 2 at Owens Community College here in Findlay. And we have 33 vendors who will be there, massage therapists, physical therapists, maybe some chiropractors. So the focus of this one is being physically ready for summer, okay. You know, so getting yourself well, healthy, ready for summer to get outside and get moving. And then hopefully having the mindset to continue that through fall and winter. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to focus on health because with the Findlay Clinic, the Findlay VA Clinic opening this summer, mm-hmm. So we're bringing the Ann Arbor VA Medical Center Eligibility Office will be there on site so they can answer questions about who's eligible to use the VA clinics. What is this transition going to look like if you're already a patient mm-hmm. within the Ann Arbor VA Medical Center? Or what if you use a different clinic and you want to start using the Findlay Clinic? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah.
So our staff can answer a lot of those questions here in the county, but we wanted to make sure that we had the people here who
right.
take care of the paperwork when we send it in to them. So mm-hmm. they will be there on site with us the whole day.
Now, I know we've talked about that, about this, the new VA clinic in the past. What are some of the more common questions that you're getting or the uncertainty that people have about that?
Yeah, so people are asking, do I have to switch? No, you do not have to switch. So, mm-hmm. you know, you already have a primary care physician at another clinic. You're really happy with them. You don't want to switch. Absolutely, you do not have to. Mm-hmm. You will receive everyone who is registered in Ann Arbor who lives within a certain mile radius, I don't remember what it is, from where the Findlay Clinic is going to be, mm-hmm. will get a letter from the Ann Arbor system saying, you know, the clinic is going to be opening. Would you like to be assigned to the primary care team that will be in Findlay? And if you do, here's what you need to do. If okay. You don't need to take any action. So that's one of the other questions is, when can we notify the VA that we want to use the Findlay Clinic mm-hmm. or, you know, those types of things. Mm-hmm. Some of the other questions that people are asking is, if we switch to use the Findlay Clinic, will we still be able to use community care? And for the people who are listening and wonder, what does community care mean? That means that you're using someone who, a provider who is not a VA physician.
I see.
In our community. So for mm-hmm. example, maybe I go to physical therapy and the VA pays a local physical therapist to provide that service for me so that I don't have to drive to Toledo or Ann Arbor.
So kind of like a subcontractor.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And so people are asking, am I still going to be able to use the community care service? Yes, because this Findlay Clinic is only going to have primary care, mental health, and blood draw services. That's all that it's going to offer. There may be some people who are using mental health providers through community care. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure what that's going to look like.
Well, one of the questions maybe.
Right. So we can ask those questions on Saturday.
Yeah.
Rest assured, I will be asking that question on Saturday because I know that that's one thing we don't have an answer for yet.
Yeah.
But I don't think that this is going to have any, I can't think of any negative impact that this is going to have mm-hmm. on any of our veterans who live locally, simply because we get to make choices. Mm-hmm. You know, we have options.
Yeah, more options is never a bad thing.
Right.
And as far as all indications are that this is still on schedule to open in the summer.
Correct. Yes. Right now they are estimating it will open in August.
Okay. So obviously that's going to be one of the key draws of the Empowerment Fair. But like you said, there are an awful lot of other resources, and that's kind of the idea behind these events that you do multiple times a year.
Right. So we bring in, local social service agencies, financial planners, health insurance providers, lots of different agencies to answer people's questions. And this time, and we usually do have a keynote speaker as well. Our keynote speaker this time is Jim Steffen, America's Fun Fitness Coach.
The fitness and wellness theme, and I know you know Jim very well.
I do, and I anticipate he'll be standing on a ball for some portion of this. If you want to Google him, Google Jim Steffen, 2 E's, in Jay Leno, and you can see him on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah. And he's been on American Ninja Warrior too, and all of that. Yeah, Jim's well known within the community and outside the community even. And we've said this before: if he can't get you motivated to get moving, then nobody can.
Then nobody can. Yes, yes,
because he is a master motivator.
That is so true.
So the event is on Saturday, as you mentioned, from what, 10 to 2
at Owens. We will have coffee and donuts. Not that donuts are, the healthy morning breakfast.
But you'll be able to work them off.
You're going to walk, move them around.
There'll be special donuts that are not bad for you.
No calories. No calories in these donuts. And then we will have lunch. Jim is speaking at 11:30. So if you want to be there, in the around 11 o'clock, you can talk to some of the vendors, be there for his presentation, eat some lunch, and then talk to the rest of the vendors when you're done.
And folks don't have to register for this.
No.
It's open to all.
Yes.
And bring family?
Yes, absolutely. The last one, we had quite a few kids there, and I loved that. That was one of the things I commented on, was just, this is a family event. We want people to be there and feel welcome to come. And also, if you are the parent of, or the sister of, or the aunt, or the uncle, or grandparent of someone who's currently serving or has served, and you just want to come to get some information, maybe they're being a little stubborn about taking advantage of some benefits.
I can't imagine that would ever happen.
We veterans are never stubborn, ever. That actually is what we spend the majority of our time doing, is talking to family members who are trying to get their loved ones who are veterans to come and talk to us.
Yeah.
So we provide some ideas on how you can maybe encourage them to come and see us.
And we kind of chuckle about that, but that has some serious implications as well, especially when it comes to things like mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mental health and physical health, when we're in the service, often we're taught to, rub some dirt on it and keep going.
Power through.
During that time of your life, that is important and valuable. When you're in the middle of a combat zone or even just in a training exercise, that's what you need to do. But there also are times when you need to learn how to take care of your physical body and your mental well-being. And so that really is why we do these quarterly veteran empowerment fairs.
And why you use the word empowerment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is what it is an opportunity for veterans to feel empowered to live their best life. And the other thing is, a lot of times veterans feel alone, they feel isolated, they feel disconnected. And when we can get them in a room with other veterans, they remember that they're not alone. And that's my favorite part of these empowerment fairs, is watching veterans who don't know each other connect and then leave as friends.